Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
It hardly seems right. I'm never satisfied. It could be so nice to find a place to hide. Let go, never find time.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and we, the staff and I, have been fans of singer and guitarist Trixie Whitley for years. We first met her as part of Daniel Lanois' supergroup called Black Dub back in 2010. In January of 2013, we started streaming Trixie Whitley's debut album on her own. It was called Fourth Corner, and that check ahead generated tremendous acclaim, so apparently our Soundcheck listeners were fans too. Trixie Whitley's new album is called Porta Bohemica, and it covers a lot of stylistic ground, from razor-edged guitar rock to torchy piano ballads, but as ever, it's held together by her rich and emotive voice. Trixie Whitley and her band are back with us on Soundcheck today, and they're going to start us off with a song called Hourglass. That is Trixie Whitley and her band live in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Hourglass. You'll find that on her new album called Porta Bohemica. And she's here in the studio singing and playing guitar with Chris Morrissey playing the bass and doing some backing vocals, Ben Porowski on drums, and Daniel Menceris on keyboards. And first of all, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
That was a little different from the way the song sounds on the record.
Yeah.
You got a little Latin tinge there.
I've been digging this new vibe. I'm such a autodidactic musician. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so my...
And self-taught as well, right?
Yes. So clearly... Yeah, no, so I guess just like, you know, my playing kind of just offers some different interpretations.
Sure. Well, you know, I wanted to start by congratulating you on both the new album and you are a new mom.
Yes.
You know, since the last time you were here.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
A couple big changes in your life. You would have then been kind of pregnant when you were making this record.
I was massively pregnant when I was making this record. I mean, it was quite a trip to see the evolution and the expansion of my physical dimensions while I was in the studio. Actually, Ben, who's here with us right now, I think the last session we did was I was about 8.5 weeks, months pregnant and
wow.
Like could barely walk and was just like eating broccoli the entire time.
So did that have, this is going to sound like a really stupid question, I'm going to ask it anyway, did that have any effect on the music making, on the process of making the record?
It did.
Apart from space issues in the studio.
It did very much in the sense of, when I was kind of like, you know, planting the seeds for this album, my whole philosophy behind it was really to let go of all elements of control and just tap into complete openness of, you know, of one's consciousness within the creative process. To then, you know, kind of, I then became pregnant like right in the beginning of going for it. And it was this tremendous meditation and practice of trying to let go of the control, yet I was facing this reality of like, I'm going to be a mom in like 8 months or 9 months, and my intellect was trying to control the process in the sense of really wanting to finish it before giving birth.
Yeah.
The reality was that I didn't, and then basically 5 weeks after I gave birth, I went back into the studio and was just like, I have to start fresh in some directions. And so it kind of came full circle by the time I ended it, you know, I think of that letting go aspect of like, you cannot control how creativity kind of guides you, nor can you control how life guides you know. So it's like, so it was a tremendous exercise in that, I would say, just the whole process of the record. So
we're speaking with Trixie Whitley. Her new album is called Porta Bohemica. So that title, Porta Bohemica, I had to look
Bohemica,
it up.
Bohemica, yeah.
Bohemica?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
I don't know where you studied your Latin, but...
Yeah, I didn't study, clearly. I'm not...
So I looked it up, and apparently it's a train that runs between Hungary and Germany.
It's a strange thing. Yeah, it was like this abandoned train line that only existed for a couple of years. And I stumbled upon the sign where I saw it. And I guess, you know, being a musician and having a pretty nomadic upbringing, I've obviously been in a lot of, you know, airports and train stations and all that. And so I remember years ago, I just imagined, like, man, if I, like, got lost in some, like, remote place and I saw that train line, I would definitely get on it, not knowing where it would take me. But but as I was making the record, the name kind of popped up in my consciousness again, and I thought it was quite appropriate just for the journey of the record, again, given that it was like, I'm getting on this train and I have no idea where I'm going to end up, you know? And yeah. I mean, as cliche as that might sound.
So now you grew up immersed in music. Mm-hmm. You know, your dad, as we've mentioned on past occasions, was the late, great, and sadly underrated Chris Whitley. Mm-hmm. So you grew up with music in the house and all around. Will your daughter grow up that way? If you have anything to say about
it? It's pretty frightening, I have to say. Like, I would never want to, like, impose a musician's life onto her, mm-hmm. in all honesty. Yet now, you know, she just turned a year old, and it's like, it's kind of frightening to see how undeniably musical she is. Like, every morning she, like, right away just goes to her, she has this little, like, keyboard thing, and she knows exactly what button plays which songs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, oh,
gotta let it go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, music is such a magical and beautiful form of communication. Yet, you know, I mean, talking out of my own experience, like, I definitely did not go into it wanting to follow my family's footsteps. It was more just kind of like this undeniable force that I just, you know, had to either honor or, you know, sabotage, basically.
Yeah.
So in regards to my own daughter now, I'm like, again, like, I hope I can just raise her with a very strong, that she can develop her own sense of self and have a critical mind and develop her own path.
Well, you know, there are tons of parenting books out there, but it would be hard to find one that put it better than raise the kid to have a good sense of self and, critical thinking, critical mind. I mean, if you can do that, you have succeeded to the ultimate in the field of parenting.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Yeah. We'll see. It's just the beginning of this.
Yes, it is.
Foreign train.
So the album's out. Porta Bohemica. Trixie Whitley is here with the band performing live in the Soundcheck studio. They are heading on the road and performing a series of concerts that will bring them back here to New York on Friday, March 18th. They'll be performing in Brooklyn at Rough Trade. But they are here with us today in the Soundcheck studio. Here is Soft Spoken Words from Trixie Whitley.
Thank you.
Once again, Trixie Whitley and her band here with us in the Soundcheck studio, and Soft Spoken Words, which is from her new album called Porta Bohemica, and another live performance with Trixie playing the guitar, Daniel Mintzeris on keyboard, Ben Perowski behind our drum kit, Chris Morrissey on bass, and Trixie, another song that is, you know, sort of different from the way it sounds on the record.
I personally, like, when I go see other bands play live and stuff, like, I find, this is just my personal taste, you know, but I find it a lot more interesting to see, you know, the music performed live different than the album, you know?
Right.
Like, I kind of don't want to go see the music played exactly like on the record. And so I think, again, I guess I just, like, take that, I just take the liberty to, you know, approach that kind of philosophy every time I play live, and, you know, so.
Well, even your records, you know, they go from one style or sound to another. So, but, I mean, you've been called everything from alternative soul, rock, R&B. I mean, what's closest to your heart? What do you listen to? What bands do you go see?
When something is too obvious to me stylistically, I personally tend to get bored pretty fast, you know? So I think the stuff that I naturally gravitate towards are things, again, that, like, have a sense of adventure and have a sense of urgency. And mostly, you know, also...
All right, names, Trixie. Give me some names.
Names.
Here.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, I think the obvious, you know, like, from, like, a David Bowie to...
Yeah.
David Byrne to PJ Harvey to
you know she has a new record.
I know, I can't wait. Is it out already?
It's not out, but one of the songs is out.
I can't wait to hear it. Yeah, you know, I mean, to even, like, you know, someone like a Bjork or something. Like, I don't necessarily listen to all of her records, but I do think there's those recognition points that you find in all these artists that I'm naming right now, is that they're constantly, like, seeking to redefine their own sound while being kind of, you know, uncompromising towards their own sense of self.
So as with a lot of the artists you just named, a Trixie Whitley record might have, you know, this sort of harder edge sound like Soft Spoken Words right next to a track like Eliza's Smile, which is a very different sound altogether.
Yeah, that was, I mean, when I was writing that one, it was really kind of, you know, an exercise for me. You know, kind of, I was hearing these more kind of classic, like, piano chords that I hadn't really written with yet. And again, I'm such a self-taught musician. So, like, I actually, like, technically don't know what's going on, which I think is kind of refreshing and liberating in my writing process. I'm not saying that I'm an advocate for, you know, everyone to do it that way. I'm just, you know, from my own experience. And then lyrically, too, like, I was kind of, you know, I was writing in a more narrative way than I had in the past, and so it was an interesting palette to explore these things that were, at the time, were new for me. So
yeah, all right. Well, let's hear the song. It's called Eliza's Smile, and for this one, Daniel has moved over to our piano from the keyboards, and this again comes from Trixie Whitley's new record called Porta Bohemica. The band is about to head out on tour, and that tour will bring them back to New York. They'll be at Rough Trade in Brooklyn on Friday, March 18th. But right now, they're here with us on Soundcheck. This song is called Eliza's Smile.
To breathe, the parade writes her story. transcends in her glory. But alas, I smile. It's fading away. Oh, it's fading away. Stuffed with dry voices. Whoa, covered in. Evening falls, sprung from shame and pride. She don't recognize when the innocence dies.
That's lovely. It's called Eliza's Smile. It's another live performance from Trixie Whitley and her band, another song from her latest record called Porta Bohemica. And the band will be back here in New York Friday, March 18th at Rough Trade. And Trixie, congratulations on the new record.
Thank you.
And what, you know, all this talking about letting go of control, and there it is, right there in that song, which
yeah,
is kind of the beating heart of the record, it seems.
It is, yeah, very much. Yep.
Well, it's been great seeing you again.
Thank you.
Congratulations on everything. And
thank you. Thanks so much.
Enjoy the tour.
You. Thank you.
She could finally forget the song of his footsteps.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.